Chefs from Melbourne's top restaurants regularly source their meats from the aptly named Meatsmith. It's a specialty butcher in Fitzroy and St Kilda, and it's operated by butcher Troy Wheeler and business partner Andrew McConnell, who's the name behind several very well-known inner-city restaurants. Reporter Veronica Matheson dropped by Meatsmith to chat to Troy Wheeler about all things meat.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Troy. Now, tell me a little bit more about Meatsmith.
Name was sort of derivative of being on Smith Street and being a butcher, so we sort of a play on words. Also looking into like the tradition and the noble art of butchery being around for many, many decades and the affiliation with that as well.
You've got a beautiful setup here. I mean, it's quite an adventure coming into this store.
Yeah, so I think the store was set up as a bit of a vision from my business partner, Andrew McConnell, and myself about things that we love about food in general. So I don't think it was it is a butcher shop, of course, but it also, we have many other elements of things to do with food that we love. So great wine with some great provenance. All great condiments that are affiliated with an experience of great food, some house-made charcuterie and grocery items and things that are, you know, the essential staples to eating really well.
And you really focus on local produce too, don't you? Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so predominantly most of our product comes from Victoria, and we focus a lot on smaller producer and breed-specific product in particular. So lots of different interesting breeds of beef that have got some original bloodlines existing back to, you know, first settlement of Australia that were brought over by the French and the English and as working and as a part of the establishing a community, they had to have beef and lamb and pork for growers and graziers. And we sort of seek out a few of those interesting things like some Maine Anjou beef that from the central parts of France have some great bloodlines that exist in the Macedon Ranges just outside of Melbourne. And, you know, we focus on working with those small producers and highlighting some of those magnificent breeds that are still around.
So setting up, you'd have spent your time exploring Victoria, would you?
Yeah, well, I grew up in border of New South Wales and Victoria. And so I was lucky to be exposed to a lot of that stuff as a young person. I grew up on a cattle farm and a cropping farm. And at the time, I didn't realise it was just a part of normal day life that, you know, these things existed. But once I got into the industry and became a butcher at a young age, I started discovering the attributes and the differences between these things and then how they react to different areas of climate and stuff or terroir of Victoria or throughout Australia. So
you chose butchering above farming?
Yes. Yeah. No, not many of my brothers ended up going into farming. We all sort of went out and did different fields, and I'm the only butcher in the family. Yeah.
And it's interesting that your partner is Andrew McConnell. I mean, that's an in to a lot of the best restaurants in Melbourne, isn't it? Does your meat go to those?
Absolutely. So we supply all of Andrew's restaurants. And then we've got a list of about 240, 250 other restaurants in Melbourne that we supply as well on a weekly basis.
You don't need a shop, I don't think. But the public come here too.
Yes, that's right. So we have two beautiful retail stores, one in Fitzroy on Smith Street, and then recently opened about 18 months ago, one on Barclay Street in St Kilda, and then obviously the back of house of where we supply restaurants with specialty small goods and great produce that we source as well.
Is meat like fashion in as much as we had the run of sort of beef cheeks? What's the current fashion in meat?
I think we're still pretty good. Like there was a big shift towards secondary cuts and lesser known cuts. They were more economical for restaurants to use, and they were definitely making chefs think a little bit more about how to use proteins and different cooking techniques and much more flavor, of course, with some of those secondary cuts. I still think they're being utilized quite a bit. And I think that because more and more restaurants are using them, we're finding that the normal public or the consumer in our retail aspect are using those things too. So I think secondary cuts are still extremely popular.
What do you class as secondary cuts?
Things like flat iron steak, which comes from the shoulder of beef. You know, originally it comes from an oyster blade that would be traditionally used for braising and slow cooking. And if you prepare them a little bit further, they become a really delicious grilling cut. Things like skirt steaks and hanger steaks. Denver cuts out of the chuck. Like a lot of those things traditionally in different parts of the world are used differently than what we would commonly use them here. So I think we're adapting different cultures and utilizing those traditional braising cuts and quick roasting cuts as more of a grilling type, where we're getting that full flavor, different experience.
So do you help customers who come in? I mean, if they say to you, oh, I want to do a casserole, would you advise what cut to get and you know, how to prepare it?
Absolutely. So we spend a fair bit of time with our retail staff and our butchers, like making sure that we're well educating our customers and helping them to as much as possible, because we understand that not everyone is as experienced as some. So for those people that are a little bit intimidated by the task of doing a slow braise or a long cooking casserole, you know, we try and help them as much as possible to make it easier.
A lot of people now are going off meat. How do you counteract that?
We're also a fairly big advocate for eating less meat but quality meat. So I think that, you know, we focus on, you know, great producers and great proteins that, you know, we spend a little bit more on because there's more involved in producing that kind of produce. Because we focus a lot on smaller producers that are grown out ethically and raised in you know, rotational grazing format, that they spend quite a lot of money on their feed and the type of farming, so it's quite expensive for them to grow really good quality produce. So I think we spend a little bit more money supporting the farmers and the growers, and then in turn we're giving the consumer the best product possible for them to buy. So we think that supporting that local economy and the local growers and farmers, giving you really, really good quality beef that or lamb or pork or whatever it may be, that we're supporting the fact that you eat less, but what you're eating is really good.
So instead of eating meat every day, you maybe eat it at the weekends or on a special occasion, and you pay for what you get.
Yeah. I think it's extremely important that you know where your produce comes from, you know that it has been raised correctly, you know that it is you're helping local growers and farmers use all their produce off, instead of them often going into the market and not knowing where they really go. Supporting you know, that local economy.
What are people buying?
People buying at the moment, so we're obviously coming through a bit of a hot spell at the moment, so we're looking for things that are a little bit lighter. So people are buying like nice little minute steaks to cook really quickly on the barbecue, lots of chicken and stuff, because it's a bit lighter and not so heavy. We also not only do we sell meat, but we do work with some local growers. So we have some local growers that make some delicious little forage salads with like wild rocket and some sorrel, things like that. So we're trying to think of proteins that are light and really easy to eat, to go with those delicious little fresh you know, zingy salads as well, which is nice for this time of year.
And then in winter,
it's all about indulgence and heavy food that's comforting, I think. For me, winter's my favorite. It's my type of food. It's probably not good for the figure, but it's definitely comforting, like lots of slow braises, lamb shoulders cooked slowly, beef cheeks, you know, things like that, oxtail soup, and big, big bold flavours and really rich and comforting food.
We certainly know a lot about your meats. Have you ever thought of actually producing a book on meats?
We've talked about it. Yeah, we've talked about it. We'd love to do one. There's a great story to be told from the producers through to what we do and our customers. We think our customers are extremely interesting, and and how they approach food, and how and then obviously our connection with Andrew and his restaurants. And
yeah, well, you've really got to get onto that book, I reckon.
Veronica Matheson, with specialty butcher to the chefs, Troy Wheeler of Meatsmith.